that, okay? The prices. You're going to love this. Right. One more.
Thank you for holding. Is this Kevin?
It is me.
Hi, Kevin. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash for the state of Florida. How you doing?
I'm okay, sir. Yourself?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy morning over here. I don't know. We're a California-based company, but I manage for the state of Florida, so they always got me running around like 6, 7 in the morning.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's 8:21 right now, but it feels like I've been here for hours already. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Alex. He asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions about the placement on Google or how any of it works, aside from just the pricing?
You know, I'm pretty familiar with everything. I've tried a few things. What I want to know is how much and how soon will I see it on Google popping up?
Yeah. So Google only has a P.O. box for you. I don't know if you're aware of that. So they haven't been able to pin
their... Well, I try and keep my address private.
Yeah, we can hide it for you. That's not a problem. But they haven't PIN verified you yet. PIN verification is crucial to, even just for to show up for your own clients who are just trying to look you up on the internet, right? Not even just the people who are searching for a tree service. So you got to have that PIN verification completed. That usually takes about 3 to 5 days. So if we mailed it out today, you probably wouldn't receive it until Monday, maybe Tuesday next week at the latest, because it is on the other side of the country. I want to try to under-promise, over-deliver to you. We can't actually post you on the first page until that PIN verification is completed. Okay, you have to have it. So obviously we'll still do all the legwork in between then and now, or now and then, I should say. Where you'll do a client interview, they'll go over all the services you offer, the service area we're targeting, getting all the directories completed, and all the information submitted and proper, so that way once the PIN verification comes in, you know, that's the final step, basically, and we can go ahead and list you. As far as cost is going to depend on what you choose to do with your business, if you're trying to cover all your bases and what your budget is. If you're just looking for a clear-cut just Google placement, use the website you have, nothing additional. You know, I can have it as low as $149. But if you want to have tracking, be on the first page of Bing, have Facebook ads, some of the additional tools and features that most business owners prefer, I could do it at $299, so it'd be about double that cost. Both of those rates are extremely discounted based on what you'd see on our website. Our website, our packages start at $399, and they go up from there. So, those are both with discounts requested by Alex. Okay, so it really just depends on what you want to do with it. Obviously, I know you see the value in online marketing if you went and built your own website, and I see you got that Angie's.com listing floating around out there.
I haven't messed with them and. Over a decade.
Okay, good. I was wondering if you're using that, because if you Google Federal Trade Commission versus HomeAdvisor bought Angie's List in 2016, but they're on the verge of getting shut down for selling bogus leads, basically. What they do is they put themselves on Google and they get a lead, but they'll sell that one lead to like six guys and they collect a lead fee for all of you. And if the lead's
And it's supposed to only be three people, I believe, going to the for leads.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's gone to shit. I used to use Porch. Porch was really good. But now they're doing the same shit, too.
Right.
Porch, I got 2 great years out of them. Great years.
Yeah. Porch was actually a really good one until they caught on to what HomeAdvisor was doing, and then the money is the root of all evil. So they just stopped caring about their customers all of a sudden. But we're a premier Google partner, so we don't actually sell leads at all. We just place you up there. You know, that's why we're not allowed to guarantee you a certain amount of customers, because nobody really can. At the end of the day, the customer's still got to choose you. So you know, we just put you up there as a top option and let the clients call you directly and you guys take it from there. So basically like a digital billboard where 90% of your customers are going to look.
So what about in, where does Google Clicks fall into? I've never tried that.
Pay-per-click. It's Google Ads.
Pay-per-click, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the more expensive campaigns that we have when you incorporate Google Ads, because Google has a minimum spend there of $300. And then usually what you want to do is you want to optimize yourself locally and then add the ads to cover areas that aren't already covered by that local placement. That local placement usually goes about a 35-mile radius. So the ads come in with their minimum budget, and you know, let's say you did a package of $149 and then you gotta add $300 onto that. So now you're looking at $449 a month. So it's usually
so
pretty
what's
expensive.
Different with me? Why would I go with you and not go with Google?
Well, it's basically the same, but the difference is that Google doesn't have a certified technician to actually monitor and advertise the campaign for you. That's why they have the partner program, is because if you call Google, they'll give you ads, you know, the pay-per-click, but you have to maintain it yourself. And if it's not maintained properly, it's not going to perform properly. So they would actually lose a lot of those clients that would try to do it themselves, cut a corner. They don't want to hire somebody in-house to market for them, knows what they're doing. So they try to save themselves money, and they end up ultimately losing money. So the partner program is a way that you can have certified technicians working on your listing, monitoring your listing, making sure it's working for pennies on the dollar of what it would cost you to hire somebody in-house. And that helps Google with retaining you as a customer, because if it's working right and you're making money, you don't have a problem spending money on it each month. But it also will help you with the success that you see in the campaign of monitoring the analytics and making sure that we're listing you for the right keywords and the right services and the right areas, not wasting your time or the end user's time. Kind of like a digital matchmaker back here. So that way, by the time you get the call, you know that it's qualified, it's in your area, it's not wasting your time or their time, and you could focus on what you do best, which is going out, knocking out those jobs, and generating positive reviews.
Are you going to charge me for adding things to my website?
No.
Like
no.
Little videos, because I got some pretty unique equipment.
Yeah, no, not at all. The website, I mean, based on what I can see, that's your website, you own it, and you're the one that's adding content
right.
to it. So,
yeah.
I mean, unless you want us to build you a site, but it's
no,
just,
because I want to own it. No matter what, I want to own it.
Well, you still own your domain. We could go in there and create.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
We don't take ownership over, but we would get the login credentials. We can add content to it and provide you with hosting. And that way, you know, everything's done in-house. It doesn't cost you anything extra. That's what the hosting is there for. So any changes you want to make, they're called revisions. You put in your revision request, and we ask you to wait 24 hours to see a change, and that's it.
All right. Okay, let me go over this. You caught me at a time. I'm moving my jet skis. I got to get them out of my yard. I got excited. Why don't you give me a call tomorrow about 10 o'clock?
Oh, the local listings are exclusive. Have you ever done a search on
Google? No. Don't try and high pressure me. You guys are a dime a dozen, just like I am.
Okay. Well,
no high pressure.
I don't
jump out and just start spending money. I've learned my lesson.
No, I hear
okay.
you. I get you.
10 o'clock tomorrow. That way I
could
look into this, look a few things up.
I'm
if
definitely,
you don't want to, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm filling this today. But thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem.